This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're talking about a little bit of everything today, but the big question has been for farmers and ranchers, just trying to get an understanding of when you see the deals in the past to sell your products around the country, do you feel like you've gotten a fair deal? When you see Donald Trump negotiating right now to get you better deals, some of which includes saying, hey, if you don't do a deal we like, we're going to put tariffs on your stuff, and then, you know, they're going to put tariffs on our stuff and all of that. You know the messiness of a back-and-forth negotiation. The vast majority of this are proposed tariffs. They're just deal-making back and forth. But the reason we're asking this question, New York Times out with a story today pretty much suggesting the sky is falling. As a result of what Donald Trump is doing. Not pretty much. That's what they're doing. I mean, I read from it. I won't bore you anymore with it as well. What I find most telling about it, a couple of things. One, they're here at a time they see, in my mind, to help Heidi Heitkamp have an issue, because they're parroting everything she's saying about how horrible this is. And also, I talk to individuals who know the business that talk to her, the reporter, and said, we're glad Donald Trump's doing this. This is negotiating. This is a good... They're not quoted in the story. One of those is Terry Wanzek, who has an operation near Jamestown, North Dakota, and also a state senator representing that fine part of North Dakota. He has gracefully agreed to join us for a couple of minutes in the little break on a meeting today at the in Jamestown. So, Terry, thank you for that. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Scott. You're welcome.
Always good to catch up with you. We appreciate you very much. So bring me back to this conversation with this New York Times reporter. She asked you what, you said what, and what was your impression of what she was there to do?
Well, I was grabbed in the hallway and asked if I would have a moment to visit with her. And, you know, she wanted to obviously talk about the trade issue. And I shared with her that trade is, you know, obviously very important to us as farmers, and especially important in North Dakota. A lot of our products are shipped out of the state or exported. But, you know, it appears to me, I did see the article, appears to be totally one-sided, and I noticed comments like mine, or I'm sure others, never did get reported. And, you know, I feel that what's being done is, you know, trying to improve the situation for our growers and provide better opportunities. And I do believe that, you know, that's where the effort is. I don't necessarily believe that we're going to end up in a trade war. Just trying to renegotiate a better deal and probably in the end a better situation for us in selling our soybeans.
How has the status quo been? In other words, are we in need of a disruptor like Donald Trump to say, you know what, it's not working. We have this huge trade deficit. We got the greatest farmers and ranchers on the planet Earth, the greatest products. You know what, we need a level playing field. Is he right? Have the old deals been? My understanding is agriculture always takes the short end of the stick in a lot of these big trade deals, and have just sort of taken it on the chin again and again and again. And this is a great opportunity to you know, improve the lot of farmers and ranchers. Is that naive?
Yeah, well, you know, as I learn more about the situation, I understand that China wasn't necessarily playing by the rules as it was. And, you know, we weren't being treated fairly as it was. And I think that's where President Trump is trying to go, trying to, you know, point those things out and trying to encourage even more fair and more free trade than what we're experiencing at the moment.
And by the way, I think more than anything, this just gives you a really good example of how to be wary of what you read in the media. Here's a New York Times story. Yeah. It's a big piece. This person came out here with the intention to write a significant piece, but it's a political hatchet job is what it is. And here is Terry Wanzek, who's a credible source, a state senator, knows agriculture very well, has great family farming operation there, obviously doing some innovative things as well and value added that she could talk about. And as soon as you say something that doesn't affect her narrative and thing, she doesn't use it.
It was pretty obvious to me as she conducted the interview that, she didn't like what my answers were, and I think she wanted me more or less to, feed into the panic or the fear and basically say, the whole thing is going to come unravel and I'm going to lose my farm, which, I don't see it that way. The world needs our soybeans, and there's only a few countries that can provide and produce the soybeans to the extent that the United States can. And, as it's playing out, and I shared with her also the fact that, the market did drop initially with the fear when the initial talk came out, but the prices are actually higher today than what they were when this whole debacle or this whole conversation started. So it's pretty obvious that there's demand and the world needs the beans that we grow. And I think Trump understands that, he's holding those cards and hopefully he, and I have faith that he is, a businessman. He's done very well for himself and his life. And I'm very hopeful that in the end, some sort of agreement will come out that will actually benefit American farmers and North Dakota farmers.
Help me understand, Terry, the difference in a commodity market versus like the stock market, right? Because the stock market could see, there's going to be a trade negotiation, so we're a little worried it'll go down. But in the long haul, it's a good bargain, right? You look at it where it was before Donald Trump was elected to where it is today. My gosh, the stock market loves the guy. But there's been swings back and forth. And that in the end really doesn't hurt many people unless you're selling that particular day. Is it the same with commodities? Or even if soybeans had stayed down for a little while before they came back, and as you say now, are above where they were. I mean, isn't most of last year's crop sold anyway? So really, the price you're most worried about is what's going to be.
All of our last year's crop has been sold, and even a significant chunk of this new year's crop that we haven't even got planted yet has already been sold. So, farmers today, they're very, very adept at marketing. They're using a lot of different tools and pre-marketing along with utilizing, their crop insurance. Today's farmers, their main job description is they're risk managers. They have to manage risk, and that's what we do pretty much on a daily basis. We're constantly following the markets, looking at our crop insurance, and utilizing crop insurance to make those marketing decisions in advance of even having the crop harvested. So,
I trust your expertise.
We have to obviously understand what our cost of production is, and farmers are getting really good at that. Or if they aren't, they wouldn't be farming yet today.
No kidding. Well, I trust your expertise on this issue a lot more than I do in the New York Times, because there's no accident that they're here in the middle of a closely watched Senate race with a Chuck Schumer that wants Heidi Heitkamp to win from the New York Times. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously what's going on.
Yeah, I'd just like to conclude. It was very obvious she had a certain narrative she was looking for, and I know I've talked to a number of other folks that were there and also spoke to her, and I don't see any of their comments in there. So she obviously was looking to do a piece that was one-sided and not really interested in those of us who provided a different narrative.
And you're not alone, by the way. Eugene Grainer, same thing. Eric Osmonstead, former Farm Bureau president. Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. In fact, Daryl at one point said that she said to him in reply to one of his answers, "You didn't answer my question." And he said, "No, I answered it. You just don't like my answer." So, I mean, this is a case in point, a case study on how fake news works, and I want people to know about it. But I also want to make sure we're giving farmers the voice that we inform the public on what truly is your take on this as it goes forward related to the trade deal. So when you help us do that, too, we'll let you get back to the meeting, Terry. Thanks for the time.
Okay, yep. Well, thank you. Always enjoy the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, Terry Wanzik, Jamestown. I forgot about Ray in Cooperstown. We started a conversation with him before the end of the last break, so let's get Ray in here. So, Ray, you know now what I said. What did you want to say?
May I ask you, what is your personal opinion of the medical marijuana?
I've gone back and forth on it because I've had some people tell me from the medical community, you know what, you can get the same thing in pill form. You don't need to go through all of this stuff to do it. I've heard other stories from people who've gone through all kinds of trouble trying to get the right treatment. So I voted for it. I ended up voting for it as a result of that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm doing extensive research into the matter, and I am discovering that there's an extremely corrupt system behind all this. It's so deceptive, it'll make your hair stand up.
All right, well, I want you to give me the 30-second version of that when we come back. I apologize, you have to wait some more. We'll do that. Plus, we're going to head south of Mandan as well. You're on deck. More after this.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that. An endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So, some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the Stay in Place Aquatic Fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the Endless Pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me.
Don't remember the last time I've had champagne. Do you? Get your kick from
Moses. So I've had it, but not...
Get a kick out of you. Nigga, I think the idea is, you know, champagne or other stimulants. It is, after all, 420. I'm not... a good idea. Not your source where you're getting a kick. Get a kick out of that person sitting across the table from you, right?
There you go.
At dinner, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Your sweetie. All right. Do I date myself with that term? I call my wife dear more than I call her Maria. Do you do that with Carrie? You say, like, Carrie, would you grab the pencil off the table for me? Or do you say, dear, would you?
Apparently, we're the only two people in the room, so the label's kind of redundant.
Don't need
that
to
point.
Say it. I say,
right.
Okay.
But
I say dear a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess I
don't know where I got that.
To think about that, I don't know.
Maybe got that from my dad. I just don't know.
Well, that'd be worse.
The kids mock me, of course. They say, dear, oh dear, here's dad with his dear. Yeah. That's all right.
Because that's just a terrible example to set, right?
The kids are for just to mock us. CJ is here, and there's no mocking in this guy. He just gets it done day in and day out. CJ, what problem do you want to fix today for folks?
I just want to mention, to people out in the oil field that, if you want to pay a little bit less, than the oil field prices, I understand, labor's hard to come by out there and all that. So I'm not, trying to cut the businesses down or anything like that. But, if you're short on cash, don't have the money it takes to pay the oil field prices to get something fixed. So, whether it's your tractor, whether it's your truck or even your pickup truck, definitely give me a call. It was funny, the other day, Jim the flagpole guy, when he gave me a call. So even though he's up in Williston, he's bringing his truck down to me. So
how about that? We love it when advertisers are doing business with each other. How about that? This is one big happy family, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. And but seriously, folks are watching the bottom line, and prices in some of those towns are high, so it's an alternative. And CJ's the guy to call at Dak Diesel. You can check them out at DakDiesel.com for all they have to offer. Call them 210-0888. How many times can you schedule your service by calling the owner on his cell phone? Boom, it's done. 701-210-0888. All right, sir, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Scott. I'll talk to you on Tuesday, I guess.
Looking forward to it. All right. So before we go to South of Mandan, we got to finish with Ray. Ray is going to tell me in 30 seconds or so what his initial research on all of this medical what's behind the medical marijuana leads him to believe. Tell me, Ray.
Okay. Medical marijuana is definitely has health benefits. However, the big deception is this. Hemp is a cousin to marijuana. They do about the same thing, except with hemp, you do not get a high. You're not affected by the psychoactive drug. So if you would give me your address, Scott, this is in too great a depth to share on the air. Could you give me your mailing address so I can get a report to you?
Absolutely. You got a pen ready to go, right?
Yeah, I'm an old fashioned. I'm 88 years of age, and I don't use computers.
That's okay. I mean, there's not a week that passes that I don't get mail, and I love it. Sitting on my desk, and I usually keep it with me. I've got a letter that I read on the air one day here that was just very insightful not long ago about our culture. I love snail mail. Absolutely love it. So don't apologize. The best way to get me is
3301.
University.
Yep.
Drive South.
Yep.
Fargo.
Yep.
North Dakota.
Yep.
58104.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And Todd, so he's not left out, 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck, North Dakota. What's the zip here?
58501.
Which one is Bismarck?
58501. That's Todd. I mean, we're both, I mean, today we're both in Bismarck, so, either of those addresses work, but I give out both because it's going to get to me one way or the other. So some folks know that address already. So you got one that'll get to me quickest, and I look forward to reading it, Ray. Thanks so much.
Well, a quick question. What's your last name, Scott?
It's Hennen. H-E-N-N-E-N. H, and then all E's like Edward and N like Nancy.
Yeah.
H-E-N-N-E-N.
It's H what?
H-E like Edward.
Yep.
N like Nancy.
Okay.
Another N like Nancy.
Yep.
Another E like Edward.
Yep.
And then one more N like Nancy.
Nancy.
Yep.
Hennen. Okay.
There you
Very
go.
Good. Well, Scott, it's been a pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you.
I will get something in the mail to you, and I think your eyes will be opened up.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Ray.
God bless you all.
I'm probably going to need sunglasses by the time I get done reading that. That's how much my eyes are going to be opened up, and I'm looking forward to it. I look seriously on any issue, anytime you think you have something that, hey, I'm not sure you know about this, or you ought to think differently about this, or here's another side, welcome it. I'm not one of these people that just thinks everything I think is 100% right. I believe I have informed opinions, but I'm always open to hearing anything else. So happy to do it. Tim, South of Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
How are you, Tim?
This is Kenny.
Oh, this is Kenny. Okay, my note said Tim. But anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
Yep. I just wanted to call in and voice my opinion. I believe in what President Trump is doing. When he started talking about dealing with trade imbalances, this was definitely right up my alley. I've spent, I would say 12 years flying to Washington, D.C. on my own checkbook and explaining to Congress and to everybody in D.C. the imbalances we had, especially in cattle and beef. And the interesting thing is I as my involvement in lobbying for the cattle industry, I've gotten to know a lot of key individuals. Well, I have been visiting with Charles Herbster, and I'm not sure if you really know this, but he was in the running to be Secretary of Ag, although Sonny Perdue did get that position. Both gentlemen are excellent guys that are visiting and working with Trump. But the interesting thing in the conversation I had with Charles Herbster here just this past week was he wanted to know, and he could not understand, why some of these groups out there are fighting him on these renegotiations. And these groups came out right away, like the National Soybean Growers Association, the Corn Growers, and even the National Cattlemen's Beef Association came out opposing what Trump was doing. Now, I testified last spring at the International Trade Commission, and I heard their testimony, and they all stood up there and they said that, please do no harm. But what I think the listeners ought to understand here is that these national groups do not represent those of us that are out in the countryside. You're clearly seeing that today. The big thing that we still have in D.C. is the swamp. We and these organizations are tied to these checkoffs. They're utilizing checkoff dollars. They all participate, these big groups, in funding these PAC deals to support the swamp. So my message is I support Trump. Number two, producers out there need to take a good look at who they are paying their membership.
Always a good idea, because I agree a lot of those associations get sucked into that vortex. Good stuff, Kenny. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft.
We're back on What's on Your Mind.
It's witchcraft.
Is that the first time you used a witchcraft song on the show and it wasn't Halloween?
Yeah, maybe. It's Frank Friday, so, you know, you take kind of the good and the bad of old Blue Eyes tunes. I don't know about you, guy.
It's a good song, just noting the irony of...
I could listen to him read out of the phone book and enjoy it, to tell you the truth. I enjoy it. Texter's wondering if there was a 11/18 anniversary walkout for Columbine under President Obama. Because there's a school walkout today on gun control. They're using the Columbine anniversary as the reason for it.
And yet a shooting in Ocala, Florida.
I recall a time when Heidi Heitkamp was in the Democratic majority in the Congress, right? So there was Obama, and they had the Democratic control. So wouldn't you think they, you know, the utopia of gun control could have been done then? Maybe this is a political issue. They don't really have any intent of getting it done. They just want the politics of it. But they're using kids very effectively now in their messaging. This is the kids
no
are
doubt.
Not, you know, political pawns in the middle of this thing. It's really unbelievable. I'm trying to find, I'm searching the calendar for a date for the Crisis of the Heart walkout. I'm on it. But I want to get to the actual problem and have people focus by my little
walkout. We need a good symbolic date for it.
Valentine's Day, maybe? Crisis
of
the Heart?
Wow. That would have been good, but
too many other things.
Well, and we got to wait a whole almost a year now, so we need something soon.
Keep working on this. We need to do this. Since this is the thing now, walkouts and days, and you know all the things, and
more symbolism over substance.
Yeah.
It works every time it's tried, right?
So or wait, go, no. Might as well join the party.
I'll
join the party. Be part of it. Want to do it? Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Clean, beautiful coal. I tell you what, if we don't win the battle to have coal be part of an all-of-the-above energy solution, the future will be very rocky. Less reliable energy, less affordable energy. We got to win this battle. You can join it at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Very important to inform yourself, sort of like what we're doing today on this discussion of trade policy. And I'm telling you, folks, there's so many lessons in this. Because the New York Times, the Washington Post, the alphabet soup of networks, they're the holy grail of new sources in the swamp. We know better. They come to North Dakota. No coincidence they come in the middle of a very, very difficult Senate race for Heidi Heitkamp. No coincidence that it's the New York Times where Chuck Schumer would have some sway to say, hey, get out there. No coincidence that the reporter, we talked to somebody on this program and told you other names of people that talked to the reporter who said exactly the opposite of the premise of the article and weren't used in the article. It's unbelievable. And there's people that will, you know, the New York Times. I want to get the New York Times. Let me talk to the New York Times. I'll say whatever they want so I can get my name in there. Plenty of people that do that. But people that will say, no, here is the real deal. We've got a bad deal now. This will help us get a better deal. So I continue to ask, which side are you on here? Specifically farmers and ranchers, I want to know. Do you support what Donald Trump is doing? Throwing elbows? Proposing higher tariffs with an ultimate goal to get to better deals? Or do you think it's risky, long, the Heidi Heitkamp New York Times view? Tell me. Please tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text us, but texting doesn't get you a free MyPillow. And if you're a first-time caller and a farmer and rancher, okay, first-time caller and a farmer and a rancher, farmer or rancher, you will be the proud owner of a free MyPillow. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? All right. A little backed up on text, but I'm going to get back to the calls here. Because we got a boatload coming in here. GM Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Do you remember when you were in Valley City? After that meeting, I handed you a letter. And in that letter was a open letter to Donald Trump and our three congressional delegations about country of origin labeling.
Yes, sir.
And in that letter, I explained that I didn't explain. That was from National Cattle and Beef Association. The largest beef importer in the world is the United States. And then in the rest of that article, I went on to explain the advantages, the advantages of us selling beef as opposed to importing beef, like we are now selling oil, we're exporting oil, we're oil self-sufficient. Do you follow me, Scott?
Yep, I am. And so give me your bottom line, Gene.
Country of origin labeling. Why is it that we can't use our checkoff dollars to promote our own product in our own meat counters?
Yeah, I like that idea, although I still am not buying into the country of origin labeling because I just think it's more rules and more, you know, hasn't necessarily proven that it would work. People don't buy it because it's from us. But I think the idea of more promotion, look, we have the best. Look at Japan. Look at the market that can be. I completely agree there. But you have a specific issue you're trying to tune in on, and that's great. I'm talking a little bigger picture today just to say, do you want this disruption going on? Do you want this disruption to ultimately get you a better deal? That's what I'm asking, yay or nay. Lee and Sterling, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'd like to give you a little background on the beef. I'm 56 years old, and in no time in my life have we supplied enough meat, beef, in the United States for our own production. So that should tell you that in a supply and demand market, our market should have always been a good market. It's always been the imports that have hurt our market. You look back to 2003 when the BSE cow was found. that came out of Canada, we lost our import and export market. Our market actually went up. Even though we couldn't export, our market went up because the people here got to eat the best meat. The per capita consumption actually went up. That was the only time since we've had this checkoff that our per capita consumption went up. And it's because we were eating our own good meat.
And then what's the solution, Lee? What's the bottom line? If you're if you're the chief negotiator for the day, how do you fix that?
Trump is on the right side of this issue, and don't run scared of tariffs. When we lost country of origin labeling, it was because they threatened us with retaliatory tariffs of about $1.5 billion. The loss in market every year since then has been $13 billion a year to our industry. So running scared of tariffs is not the answer.
But great stuff. Trump, I appreciate the appreciate
what Trump
the
says about we suck at trade, he's right.
Said no other previous president ever. This is why, look, he doesn't need to be there. This is what I wish people would understand. They get wrapped up in the process and how he does things. Don't judge him on process. Don't judge him day to day on tweets. Judge him on the ultimate outcome, which we should all be. This is in my mind. Look, we're all fallen. We've all got our flaws. We all do things, mess up this day and, fall this day and get back up and just do it again. I mean, but ultimately, when we get to the end of the race, how do we do? That's how we ought to be judged. Donald J. Trump is a billionaire. He could be kissing his grandkids right now and helping design, cool hotels with no headaches at his mansion in Florida, right? On the beach with his beautiful wife and wonderful family. He doesn't need to do this. This isn't anything other than cares about America. Okay?
That's right.
Does he have a big ego? Yeah. Welcome to the United States of America. And unfortunately, 90%+ of anybody who's successful has got a big ego. I have a bigger one than I should. I try constantly to die to self, but we all do. The point is, it happens. It's part of the human condition.
Can I quote you on that, by the way?
You can. Yeah. So
there's,
I just
there's
understand.
An old saying in my family about the ego thing. Them that can brag without lying, let them brag.
There you go.
Right. Thank you, Lee. Well said. Appreciate it. Love our audience. Love our audience. John and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I think all food should be have the country of origin label on it. I won't buy food if I don't know where it's from.
You know, I'm amazed, but every study that's ever done on that says that is not the case. In other words, if I put a giant steak that looks just fabulous, and it says made in the USA, came from the USA, this is USA beef. And then I put one next to it that's from, I don't know, Canada, whatever, Mexico. And the US one is $10 and the other one is $7. The $7 sells. People just assume that the USDA, is not going to let, crappy food in that's going to harm me, and I don't care where it came from if it's lower price and it's on the shelf at the supermarket. I don't. Report to know why that is, but it is what it is. Ryan in South Dakota, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, the country of origin labeling thing, I think you're just wrong when you say that it doesn't work. You can look at everyday products. Why is the Made in the USA campaign so strong, and why did it work? Because people want what's made here, and the same would go for our food. The funny thing is that as far as meat products or beef, that is one of the only foods that, every other food, any other kind of food, oranges, your fruit, all that stuff has not only a country of origin, but like specifically the state in which it came from and all of that.
I just don't see it as the panacea, that's all. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea. Do it. Just do it voluntarily. Don't mandate it. If it helps sell more products, by golly, do it. I'm okay that way. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Gotta go, Ryan.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyBlackPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Said we're. I wondered if we were still awake because of this.
I can't keep a straight face after that one. You can be kidding me.
You can delete that Frank Friday piece. Yeah.
There's a certain amount of peace and quiet and tranquility that we like about Fridays because the weekend is coming up. We've had so much angst over the week, but
I need energy.
We don't need a lot.
I draw energy from the bumper music. I'm just saying.
Or lack thereof.
There you go. See, I'm headed to Watford City next week, the all-industry job fair. Big deal. Get it on your calendar. Thursday, April 26th, 11 to 3, the Rough Rider Center. That's up next to the high school. Beautiful location. Beautiful. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there's a special veterans preference slot from 11 to 11:30 as well. So the all-industry job fair, Watford City. If you're looking for a position in the booming Bakken, or in one of these most wonderful communities in North Dakota, I'd be there.
I would.
They also, on Wednesday next week, have the Teddy Roosevelt National Park Community Meeting. I saw Joe Wiegand yesterday. I was on Point of View with Chris Berg yesterday, and he was...
he's going to be popping through K-Fire, as a matter of fact, on my show.
Walking into the studio when I was walking on, I thought, God bless America, it's almost spring.
Would Teddy be tweeting?
When Teddy Roosevelt shows up back in North Dakota, you know it's time for Medora. Does Teddy tweet? I don't know.
Would Teddy be tweeting if you're president today? Would he be tweeting?
I think he would. Yeah.
I think so, too.
That's the kind of person.
Reagan definitely would be.
So they're doing the Theodore Roosevelt National Park Community Meeting in Watford City. It's at the Watford, 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday night. Go to this. Go to this. If you want to say in the future of the park, all community members 18 and older invited. University of Utah is doing this, and they're looking to get input to help the park officials make management decisions that strengthen the relationship between the park and local communities. Refreshments will be provided. The Watford Hotel, Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Theodore Roosevelt National Park Community Meeting. Check it out. Okay? Check it out. All right, last chance to weigh in on anything. A few folks have weighed in by text on our discussion earlier on online sales tax. Do you want it? If you're a local shop owner, you want it because you see it as a level playing field. If you pay the tax, meaning you order things online, you probably don't want it. It's more taxes. States want it because they want the revenue. People don't buy online, says this texter, because of the tax. It also adds shipping. They buy online mostly because the product isn't here. Well, now Amazon has had no shipping deal going when you pay that yearly fee. Another says the retail model has changed with the introduction of the internet. We need to look at our tax model differently. The person who is shopping, whether it's online or at a bricks-and-mortar store, has a level of infrastructure that needs to be maintained for them. The North Dakota resident, that's why we can't have all those dollars not being collected by our state. Infrastructure still needs maintaining, regardless of where you purchase, says the listener in Minot. But my question to you is, okay, you still need the money, but that's not a strong argument to say, well, you want to buy your shoes online rather than in a store, and federal law before says you don't have to pay it online, but you should pay it because we need roads and stuff. I don't know. I get I'd want it if I owned a store, and I understand the level playing field. I'm just not completely convinced that we need more taxes every time there's an opportunity. I really don't. On a level of playing field, maybe there's other things we can do. I don't know. I'm going to think about that one. Couple of stories we haven't had a chance to talk about. One is, evidently the Democratic Party has filed a lawsuit today alleging Russia, the Trump campaign, and WikiLeaks conspired to disrupt the 2016 campaign. What does this mean? Democrats are losing the battle over trying to say the Trump campaign and Russia colluded, so therefore they've got to file a lawsuit to try and get back into the news cycle and get you to believe that there's a problem here. That seems a little odd. A little suspect for my purposes. And the other story we haven't told you about, don't know if this is coincidental to the school walkout day on the anniversary of Columbine, but a student wounded in a shooting at a Florida high school happened today in Ocala, Florida. And what, Todd? The student shot in the ankle, transported to a hospital, suspect in custody. 20th school shooting of the year. Yeah. There's that. Let's see. I will eat beef. I will only eat beef from Kakistan. Todd, do you subscribe to that theory? Another, I don't care if origin labeling, country of origin labeling works or not, I still want to know. It depends on the age of a farmer and rancher, what their feelings are. My parents, for instance, are established, nearing retirement, and are financially able to handle the back and forth of the trade negotiations up and downs. My brothers, on the other hand, who are just a few years into trying to start their own farms, one bad year for prices could be detrimental. So it's the classic not everyone can win thing. Final comment on our debate for farmers and ranchers. We'll keep that debate going. Lots of these debates today we started, and there's more to do. Off to the University of Mary for that big announcement at 11:30 today. What's it going to be? Sounds like it's big, 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 and I'm looking forward to finding out. We'll have it on Facebook Live if you want to watch it. Coming up here in about 35 minutes. God bless you one and all. For Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake, too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.